brand new music playing under our voice there. That's Tetty live on our Facebook page with my guest there. Big question, sales, where can people find this song here?
This song is on YouTube currently. I was just uploading it yesterday on these other streaming platforms, so it will be out on the 10th of this very month.
Amazing. How can people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me via my socials. I go by the name Sius the Great. Actually, Sius comes from my surname, Siulapa, so I just shortened it.
Okay. Yeah. When are you coming back on this show here?
I'm releasing an EP on the 10th. So this
Which 10th? The EP is done.
It's done. Yes.
So on the 10th, you're coming back on this show.
I'm coming back. Yes, for my.
You've heard it. He's coming back on the 10th here. But hey, brother man, all the very best, and can't wait to host you on the 10th. Eh?
Thank you so much, sir.
Really, really do appreciate. Coming up, the news at the top of the hour. I'm reliably informed that my guest who's coming on radio at 18:15 is here. We'll be live on our Facebook page. Another premiere.
Stay connected with us for the latest updates, exclusive content, and behind-the-scene magic. Stay in the loop with the latest updates. Let's get social. Follow RCV now and join our happy community.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Zambia Land Alliance calls for review of mineral ownership law. President Hichilema urges African nations to prioritize trade over politics. And Trump presses ahead with 30% tariff on South Africa. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. The Zambia Land Alliance has called for urgent reforms to the law governing the ownership of mineral resources in the country. Alliance Executive Director Patrick Musale said the Mines and Minerals Development Act of 2015, which vests all mineral resources in the President on behalf of the Republic, regardless of who owns the surface land, should be revisited. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voice Chat Pack program today, Mr. Musale described the current legal framework as outdated, saying it stems from colonial era legislation that no longer reflects modern realities or the interests of Zambians. These are archaic laws that must be relooked at if Zambians are to fully benefit from the land they are. Said Mr. Musole. He emphasized that the long-standing notion of what is on the surface belongs to the landowner, while what is underground belongs to the government, is no longer sustainable, particularly in residential and community areas where minerals are discovered. Mr. Musole urged the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources to work in collaboration with the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development to consider replacing the current law with one that provides for shared benefits between the government and citizens, especially those living in mineral-rich areas.
We need to fix the law. If there's a problem, the problem is with our law, and we need to fix the law. Rather than blaming the person who is following the law, we need to deal with the law. Now, there are efforts right now that have been put in place to try and address this issue. This issue has been a matter of concern for some years now, because of the increase in the number of investors that have come into this country or continue to come in this country, because of the impact of these investments on the local people, the pressure is mounting.
Government has expressed concern over the increasing number of road traffic accidents along the Chingola-Solwezi Road, particularly in Mushindamo area, which has become a high-risk stretch due to growing traffic volumes, road design limitations, and mixed-use transportation. Speaking in the National Assembly today during the question and answer session, Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Tayali says investigations into the Likili bus accident accident which occurred on 24th July 2025 are still going on, and a detailed report will be released once the probe is conducted. Mr. Tayali said that in the meantime, government has taken urgent steps to prevent further loss of life on the Chingola Solwezi Road and other high-risk roads. Government, through the Road Transport and Safety Agency RATSA, in collaboration with the Zambia Police, has deployed more traffic officers to conduct patrols, speed checks and random inspections, especially in accident-prone areas such as Mushindamo, said Mr. Tayali. He further disclosed that the government has begun the process of amending the Road Traffic and Public Service Vehicle PSV GPS regulation of 2016 to improve road safety, adding that the amendment will make it mandatory for all PSVs to have functional GPS devices installed. Mr. Tayali noted that the proposed changes will strengthen enforcement by increasing penalties for PSV operators and drivers whose GPS devices are found to be non-functional or tampered with.
RATSA, in collaboration with the Road Development Agency, RDA, continues to undertake route assessment exercises to identify high-risk areas. The aim is to enhance road safety by implementing improved road furniture such as signage, installation of rumble strips, as well as reflective warning signs in vulnerable locations.
President Hakainde Hichilema has urged African countries to remain alert to global market shifts and use them as a motivation to strengthen intra-African trade and economic collaboration. President Hichilema emphasized the need for African leaders to focus more on trade and economic development rather than politics, noting that greater regional integration will yield tangible benefits for citizens across the continent. Speaking at State House today during a bilateral meeting with visiting Botswana President Duma Gideon Boko, President Hichilema said both Zambia and Botswana have an opportunity to capitalize on regional transit corridors and transform them into active trade routes. There's need for Africa to move away from endless political discourse and begin to prioritize trade and investment among countries, as the transit pathways between Zambia and Botswana present a great opportunity to boost bilateral trade, said President Hichilema. The two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening economic ties and leveraging shared infrastructure to facilitate seamless trade between the two nations.
But also we have other businesses that, in my view, really, we would like to encourage to work together. Two economies must work together, exploit each other's capabilities, and we ought to move to a point where it becomes automatic. When Botswana is importing certain commodities Zambia produces, it's automatic that the source will be Zambia, and vice versa.
The Ministry of Agriculture has warned that farmers under the Farmer Input Support Program, FESIP, who failed to supply 10 by 50 kg bags of maize to the